Blog Talk Radio.
Go crazy. Hold up. Wait. Stop.
Stop.
Go crazy. Hold up. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hell back.
Hell back.
Not no more.
Not no more.
Came back.
Came back.
Settle the score.
Settle the score.
Me be you.
Me be you.
101.
101.
Ain't no stopping.
Ain't no stopping.
What's begun?
What's begun?
Foundation. Hard work. Determination. Demonstrated. Brick laid. Long nights. Overstayed. Never played. Insane. Don't justify. I just want to make the song cry. Let it speak. Loud and clear. No pain. No fear. Ambition. Sound vision. Cooked in the lab. My words missing. Vocal tracks on overload. Just how I seen it unfold. Not twisted. Not tangled. I'll leave your mangled. Unrecognizable. Bird box. No blindfold. Bust back. Doom, doom, doom. Solid, not see-through. You have no idea of what I just might do. Capsize your boat. Burn down your hotel. Give all I got. Send you to hell. Hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up. Wait.
Stop.
Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait.
Stop.
Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR-DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to On the Road with Big Ol' Meezy Radio Show, baby. Yeah, 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 yeah. The great communicator, yeah. And Bosco, Bosco with Electro Spit, yeah.
It's your boy Big Ol' Meezy. I'm talking about this On the Road with Big Ol' Meezy, and I'm your host, man. Yeah, I'm talking about on this beautiful Talkback Tuesday. Today on the show, we got the homeboy from Sick With It Records, La Ruta, Hard Hitter. I wonder if any of y'all seen the game. I know everybody on the planet done seen the game. The Warriors versus Toronto. The Warriors versus Toronto, man. It was an excellent game. It was an excellent game. A lot of emotion, a lot of back and forth. And The homie Kevin Durant, man, he tore his Achilles, man. I was saying I didn't think he should come back and play. A lot of people was thinking he shouldn't come back and play. You know, he put a lot on the line. He put a lot on the line. Now it looked like he might be out for not just the remainder of this season, but next season, and not just that, but, you know, he might have cost himself some money. You know, he was looking to get a max deal from somebody, whether it be the New York Knicks, whether it be the Clippers. I mean, we just never know. But, you know, you're looking at like $200+ million. And now it's looking like if the Warriors re-sign him, it's like $140 million. And at the same time, at the end of the day, it's still going to be a year of rehab, just like kind of like what – Boogie Cousins had to go through. I mean, they still got the MRI, so we don't know the extent of the full extent of the damage. But, yeah, I mean, it's pretty bad, man. And then the Warriors ended up pulling the game off. They won by 1 point. Everybody talking about Nick Nurse and the timeout call. It pretty much did kill Kawhi Leonard's vibe. He was moving and shaking. He was looking like a powerhouse, man. He shot a couple threes. He was going to the rack, you know. So, and then he called the timeout with three minutes left, and they was up by six. And next thing you know, he allowed the Warriors to call a couple of good plays and get some rest, and you know, basically win the game. So, man, yes, it's Talk Back Tuesday. What I'm gonna do is start the show with my homeboy Ren the Heat Monster, straight from Doja Click up out of Stockton, California. This is his new single. I want y'all to pay attention to this right now. His new project, Heat Rocks, is out right now. You know what I'm saying? It's that new one. Pick it up.
If let's get killed, all y'all marked to be certified. If let's get killed, there'll be a bunch of killers, never murder guys. If let's get killed, all
all marks to be certified. If Lips kill, there'd be a bunch of killers, never murder God. Better call up the lawyer, tell him cook the will. Funeral cost five, couldn't foot the bill. I could look into his eyes and give a hook to chill. Better call X-Ray to get your hook to chill. In the making for 2 decades till I disappear. If they throw a charge at him, bet that hook is quill. Bet that hook is quill. If they throw a charge at him, bet that hook is quill. Put his hand on the Bible, bet he solemnly swear. Testify against him, give his partner the chair. Drive home that night without a thought or a care. It was way more pain than his mama could bear. Broke his family apart, cause they wasn't prepared. Saw his daughter run international, her bottom was bare. Now she a scream talker, hella high sleepwalker. This is a cautionary tale from a deep talker, yeah. If looks to kill, all your marks to be certified. If looks to kill, there'll be a bunch of killers, never murder God. If looks to kill, all your marks will be certified. If looks to kill, there'll be a bunch of killers, never murder God.
These suckers mean mugging, but it don't mean nothing. Mad cuz me and they be f***ing. Looking all hard, still pull that new card. Won't bust a grape in the Napa vineyard. Fake Jakes, I roll a blunt and meditate. Hitting hard like a heavyweight Cali veteran from the Golden State. I'm a motherfucking warrior. Come out and play, yeah. Get hit with the HKA. Heckler and Koch. Knock them out they socks. If looks could kill when you spotted by a cop. Man, I tell ya. Jealousy reeking out your skin, I smell ya. Mr. Popo's and these thuggish homies. Looking like they wanna kill me. Mad cause I'm Millie. Now really, I can't stand you haters. If looks could kill, they probably hit me with the banger.
If looks could kill, all your marks will be certified. If looks to kill, there'll be a bunch of killers, never murder God. If looks to kill, all your marks will be certified. If looks to kill, there'll be a bunch of killers, never murder God. If looks to kill, all your marks will be certified. If looks to kill, there'll be a bunch of killers, never murder God. If looks to kill, all your marks will be certified. If looks to kill, there'd be a bunch of killers never murder God.
What's happening, y'all? This is E40, and you're listening to On the Road with Big Ol' Meezy. Learn about it.
That was If Looks Could Kill, featuring X-Rated, my homeboy Ren the Heat Monster, straight up at Doja Click, Stockton, California, like I said. That project right now, Heat Rocks, is out right now. It's an EP. Y'all go pick up and support that. That record is on there right there, featuring X-Rated. I got my homeboy DJ C-Will. DJ C-Will in the place to be. C-Will, Talk Back Tuesday, man. What you think about the game, bro?
What's good with it, my ninja? I thought it was damn good games. Good games. And, you know, I kind of think that I think Toronto's still going to take it. Being a California dude, you know, I'm Kings first and Warriors second, I guess. I don't like the Lakers at all, really. And but Kawhi looks like he got the mojo.
What'd you think about Kevin Durant, man, getting hurt?
To me, it reminds me of it wasn't the same injury he had. The other injury was a calf injury, right?
It was probably a lower calf, close to the Achilles. Everybody was thinking that it was Achilles from the jump, but you know, I think him trying to take pressure off the calf and made him bring attention to the Achilles, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I think about that running back with the Steelers, is Bell, when he didn't want to sign, you know, and he didn't want to risk, you know, his future to help the team win. And so, and then I forget, it was another football player, I think he was a defensive player, but he broke his leg or something and he was done. You know, looking at his age and what kind of value he can provide, he's probably not working again. And so when I look at Kevin Durant, I think the same thing. Like, he wanted to get out there and help win, you know, for the team. But when he, you know, if they don't sign him, it was like, I don't know. I, you know, how much do you sell your body for?
Well, I mean, $200 million. It was $200 million was on the line. Is on the line as far as a max contract that he can get, like $200+ million. So the Warriors can offer him like $140 million, which is all good guap for somebody that has already made $300 million. It was just the fact that the pressure from the media and even Warrior fans, the pressure that they was putting on him, even probably some of his teammates, they was putting pressure on him to come back sooner. Like they were saying on First Take this morning, is a couple of players that got hurt. And it was like, it's like a Warrior mentality. Hey man, my chest hurts. So, and I'm playing, you know what I'm saying? Hey man, I tore my, pulled my hamstring and I'm still playing, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, the Splash Brothers, yeah. they knock down shooters, you know what I'm saying? So they're more important to the core group for the Warriors as opposed to, you know, Cook and, you know, and Looney, and, you know, even though you need Looney's size. But it's just like, you know, if you plan on leaving, you plan on going to New York for the Knicks or something like that, or Brooklyn, why put yourself in jeopardy, put that type of money? You know, us just talking about $100 million, like, you know, it's not even fathomable that you would put yourself in jeopardy. But go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, he should have grabbed some of the little blow up sticks or whatever and start shooting. To be real with you.
But you think the Warriors should have been able to win the game without him, because, you know, they still won for. He came in and scored 11 points, you know, couple threes and all that. But at the end of the day, they really didn't. He helped them win, but they still won without him. So it's like, his projection to come back like the next game or maybe the last game. I mean, the pace of the game is so fast that I couldn't even fathom in my mind how you going, after not playing for a month, can just hop out there with all these Kawhis or all these and just go full steam. You know, it looked good because basically he was just going down court shooting from 3-point line, and, you know, but once he started putting pressure and was about to put his back to Serge Ibaka, you know what I mean, that's when it popped and it went out. You feel me? But it was a good game. So
yeah,
you think they're gonna take it? They're gonna take it at home tomorrow, right here, at Oracle.
The Warriors are probably looking like, man, we barely won with our best guy back. Our best guy came back and we barely won. Now he's out again. They're gonna come spank him.
So you think Toronto go win?
I think Toronto gonna take it.
Hold on, we got 95 on the phone. 95, I see you back there. What you think, man? You think Warriors gonna take it?
I'm listening to you guys. I'm listening to you guys, bro. And I'm just like, what the hell are you guys talking about, man? Like, Golden State did really good last night. You know what I'm saying? Kevin Durant put up 11 points, 10 threes. At the same time, it's like someone else is gonna have to step up and put up those 3-point or those 11. You know what I'm saying? That's gonna have to come in. Someone else on the team is gonna have to step it up. And they brought in Cousins. Cousins did good. All the damn fouls, everything like that, but he did good. I was in my living room yelling at my damn TV because I couldn't believe what was going on.
Yeah, everybody was. I was like, I'm not a fan, but I was telling my wife and my son, I said, now would be a good time to stand up and give them some good mojo.
Man,
they really need it. 11-point lead, and when you messing with the Splash Brothers, they can kill that in like 2 minutes.
That's nothing. 11 points
Leonard,
with them dudes.
Leonard's so good, dude. Leonard's raw, bro. Like, the Raptors are good. They got to put together. You know, they really got their shit together, man. But I think that someone's going to have to come in and replace Kevin Durant, as far as someone else is going to have to step it up to make that kind of impact. Because without those 11 points, you know, they might not have won. They might not have won that game.
Yeah, that is.
You know, and someone else is going to have to come in.
Any lightweight and Yeah, any lightweight inspired him, and I'm looking at Looney, man. He over here breathing hard, his ribs hurt or whatever, his chest, you know what I'm saying? I'm like,
yeah.
Go ahead.
I said about his injury, I feel like, you know, with that kind of pressure, like maybe he really wasn't ready to come out, you know? Maybe he wasn't, and that's why he got hurt so quick, because you got to think, you know, like right now at this point, it's like do or die. You know what I mean? It's like do or die. And you have championship fucking, I'm sorry, excuse my language. You have a championship on the line. So it's like you come in and you're like, hey, let's go play. I think I can do it. You know, I think I'm all right. And he's Kevin Durant. You know what I mean? It's at the end of the day, it's going to be up to him whether if he's out here shooting shots or whatever. Like, hey, Doc, like, listen, like, they need me. Like, I really got to get out there. Like, I really got to go. Because what were the odds of all of a sudden do or die gay in the last one and he's able to play? Because they need him. You know what I mean? Somebody probably called him and was like, hey, listen, bro, you need to go call your doctor or something. But he got hurt. He got hurt quick. He got hurt quick. It was that, what is it, the end of the second quarter or the beginning of the second quarter?
The beginning, well, pretty much the first quarter, and not just that, but I mean, it's just bad. He cost himself some money. He cost himself some money. He cost himself, you know, like at least $100 million. But we don't know. Because Stephen A. was saying if it came down to it, if he was gonna miss a whole year, he would still have he would tell the Knicks or somebody like that to still go ahead and give him the max deal and, you know, just, you know, work with him on the rehab and then take a chance. Take a $200-something million chance, you know, on Kevin Durant coming back. I mean, it is what it is. I just, you know, people, like they said, people was happy that he went down. People were celebrating, you know, that he went down. And then the players told, you know, got at the audience and got at the crowd and told them, man, that's not how we move. Toronto been taking a beating all day, you know, from all angles about the crowd. And even though it was only a pocket, and even though they chanted Kevin Durant, you know, later on, it was still, you know, it was still a bad look. So it is what it is. It's Talk Back Tuesday. We got La Rue on the way. Since we got the homeboy 9-5 on there, we're going to kick it off like this, and we're going to come right back after this break, man, on the road with Big Ol' Measy. Talk Back Tuesday. Yeah.
We do this all day, all night. Sounds good, damn right. Hands up, hands down. Turn up, never turn down. We do this all day, all night. Sounds good, damn right. Hands up, hands down. Turn up, never turn down.
Got a call from the family, the party is on tonight. So I pull up on my barber, he give me that fresh line. Need a 3 on the top, I need a 2 on the side. And that's a quick fade, hit the store, I need that douce. Fresh pack for that new strain. Hey, 95, I feed him nothing but game. I ain't in the wine and dining or going on dinner dates. If I do, it's Ruth Chris, I order me up a steak. Back to my pad, putting on my game. Fresh fit, top to bottom, I'm keeping the game late. Gold, little diamonds, they shining, it's on my chain. Going all the way, we stuck in the fast lane. My cell phone buzzing, it's time, I gotta slide. Party going up, we party till morning time. Smoking on the grapes like I'm hurting through the vine. With the music so loud, I ain't gotta go inside.
We do this all day, all night. Sounds good, damn right. Hands up, hands down. Never turn down. We do this all day, all night. Sounds good, damn right. Hands up, hands down. Turn up.
Okay, here's the situation, let's run up a check. All these people came to party and we got it on deck. Hella drank, hella smoke, but we ain't done yet. So exotic, I'm excited, how this life is a trip. I've been all around the world, Japan to Amsterdam. Going hard with the fam, all across this land. Never switching this edition, it's tradition to kill it. Minor mission, I enlisted to the top and I build it. And the chicks say he go, but that won't change my ego. I give love to all my people, double shots, it's a free throw. Mass to the stage, give them what they want. 95 meals, say he be right up.
We do this all day, all night. Sounds good, damn right. Hands up, hands down. Turn up, never turn down. We do this all day, all night. Sounds good, damn right. Hands up, hands down. Turn up, never turn down.
Yo, this is the almighty EA Ski, and you listening to On the Road with the homie, Big Ol' Meezy. Let's get it.
Barbershop located in Oak Park, 3824 Stockton Boulevard. We're a small and very personal barbershop offering professional services such as fades, tapers, mohawks, and shades with a straight razor. Proud sponsor of On the Road with Big Ol' Meezy Radio Show. We're unlimited. So again, stop at Fade'em Up Barbershop where any haircut is possible. We're open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Call for your appointment and walk-ins are welcome.
Put me on line, baby, put me on. right. Party on the boat, no, you gotta have an invite. Hey, I don't chase her cause she not mine. Plus we trying to get put on at the same time. Getting money, I don't keep score. And I still got kush if you wanna blow. King of the five star, case of the champagne. Where's that tonight? Fall in the after thing. SF with a boss in the center ring. Dress code switch.
Friday.
All access, advance that dress. Know me like you owe me. Count that.
Baby girl, I'm feeling you, but all I'm trying to do is get on.
No further ado, you know what I'm talking about? Put your hands together for the homie, La Rue the Hard Hitter, a.k.a. DJ Hitter Slim. Yourself out.
Come on, man. And you know that. What's happening with my dog, man?
Hey, you know I had to start it with that classic right there. I had to start it with that classic right there. It's only right, man. That thing goes so crazy.
Come on, man. It's been a blessing. That's a real blessing right there.
What's up with the kids, though? Is it hot? Where you at in the world?
Oh, man. Right now, I'm pushing through these back roads. I'm up here by Morocco and all that, so I'm moving through the traffic.
Dog.
Looking at my dash. It's an easy 95. It's ain't 95 degrees,
okay.
So, you know.
Hey, 95. I'm moving through. Shout out to homie, 95. Hey, it's 104 up here in Sac, bro. You don't want to be nowhere over here, bro.
Yeah, but you know that's normal though, bro. So that ain't nothing. That's on the low end around that joint, you know.
You know what? That's what I be trying to tell folks, man. Is they, you know, I see one of the homies from the Bay. He was like, "Man, it's hot as hell. It's like 86." I'm like, "Bro, you got to be kidding me right now. You got to be kidding me with this 86, bro. It's hot." Yeah, I'm somewhere where it's 105, 10, you know what I'm saying, 101 regular, you feel me? You know, and cats be really just out and about partying in the heat, you dig?
Come on. Yeah.
So I want to do one of them interviews where the listeners end up knowing more about La Rue the Hard Hitter way, you know what I'm saying, before right now, you know, people that just got up, even people that just got up when you did this record with Mac Black that put me on. Let's go before that. Let's rewind time.
Okay.
Let's go all the way back, even before Fear No Fate, 1998. Let's go before that. What made La Rue straight out of Richmond, born and raised in Richmond, right?
No, I wasn't born there. I was born in the East Coast. And I was raised in
the East
Bay
Coast,
area.
See? There you go.
Yeah,
already nobody did.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that, and I've been knowing you for many months.
Yeah.
What part of the East Coast are you from?
Yeah, I was born in Queens, New York. And then, you know, from there, I came to California to the Bay Area when I was about 5 years old, and I moved to Oakland. You know, so in my young elementary years, I was in the town. And then from the town, I went to the Rich and, you know, finished out school and became a man in Richmond. You know what I'm saying?
Now, what was some of your musical, being that you was born in New York, what was some of your musical influences? Is it like, you know, is it like the customary New York ones, the Run DMCs, JMS, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
who were some of your musical influences?
I mean, coming up, I mean, you know, I would say, you know, let me see. Who did I start rocking with? Yeah, it would have to be Run DMC. I was so young, you know, but them was the first cats. You know, I was in the biz marquee when I was super young. You know, I knew about all them cats. You know what I mean?
And then, and but then probably Houdini.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, I was so young when that came out. Like, my era in the East Coast, when I was young, was peeping East Coast music. I was on Redman. I was a big Redman fan. You know, I was in the Naughty by Nature. You know, I loved all that. You know what I mean?
Okay. So, so fast forward. Okay, do you have vivid memories about of living in New York? Like vivid, like kid, kid memories?
Nah, not at all.
I don't remember being on the stoop or in the bodega, none of that.
Yeah, I still travel back and forth, but as far as living there, like, I don't remember as a kid when I lived there, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay, so fast forward, you moved to Oakland from New York, right?
Right.
Now, how was that? What part did you move to straight from New York?
We moved straight to East Oakland. My uncle, ooh, which is my mom's brother, he was already living in Oakland. My parents got a divorce, so, you know, she was going to go stay with her brother. So we came and moved out there, you know, and it was like seven,
now, was
eight
that
kids
a culture shock?
House.
Was that a culture shock, or was you already acclimated? Was that like, oh, man?
I was only five, so it wasn't really it wasn't a real big challenge to me. I knew something was going on, but it didn't. You know what I mean?
You was in Oakland. And you was like, in your mind, you was like, okay, it looked the same. It's still a gang of black people. They just a little bit different the way they move and they carry it and they carry themselves and maybe they vernacular.
Kind of sort of. Plus my cousins, you know, I had five cousins in the house, so it was just like I blended right in. It was good, you know. So I got
right.
the hang of things real quick before I even really went outside because I was so young. I was moving around my big cousins and my family, you know, my uncles and everything. So I got with the movement real fast.
Now, was they rapping? Was there somebody around, you know, at that time that you saw that you were like, oh, I want to do what he doing?
Well, definitely, because crazy thing is, my uncle is Randy Austin, you know. So Randy Austin was Too Short's manager. So me coming up, like I've had, you know what I'm saying, one-on-one conversations with Short. Short is one, you know, legend in the game that can definitely say that he knew me all my life because he still remembers. He was like,
right.
man, he told me this. You know, I was at the big homie house, and we was chilling, and he just looked at me and was like, man, I've been knowing you all your life. And he's right. He's right. I watched him. I never asked for nothing. I never said nothing. I just watched him. Real game. I watched him, my Uncle Dean Hodges, you know what I'm saying, my Uncle Randy,
right.
all saw them. You know, it's why I got left or right.
Now, how long did you live in Oakland before you moved to Richmond?
Well, when I came out there, I left to move to Richmond for the third grade. I did like a year out there for the third grade. Then I moved back to the town, and then I stayed in the town until like the sixth grade, and then I moved to Richmond. And then I, you know, did junior high school, college, and all that in Richmond.
Now, what was that transition like moving from East Oakland, probably most likely deep East Oakland to Richmond, which is pretty.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like
it was the trenches of both cities, so it was real similar to me. I didn't feel no culture shock because I was, you know what I'm saying, I was like in the same kind of environments in both cities, so it wasn't really no shock. You know what I mean?
Right. So you basically grew into yourself in Richmond. Of course, that was elementary and middle school, all that. And so that's like the building blocks of becoming,
right.
you know, whatever your environment said, you know, says you are. But
right.
you still had that mentality. Now, when did you get the mentality of being in the music business? Now, I know people flea-flick and people, you know, experiment with different things before they come to rap music, or they use whatever they're doing to get into the game, or, you know, or to pay for the game. But when did you come to the realization that you wanted to make this, this a part of your dream?
Well, hold on one second, brother. Let me hold this line. I'm just trying to park it real quick.
Yeah. You know, that's the one thing about On the Road, man. That's why we named the show On the Road with Big O Meezy, because we already knew that a lot of folks would be traveling, you know what I'm saying, whether they getting work, getting off work, or they or getting to wherever they going to, you know, before they or picking up food or wherever while they listening to the show, because eventually, you know, it's on the road. And not even just that, but I might be on the road, you know what I'm saying, during a few of these episodes. So, you know, this is just customary, you know what I'm saying, that people pull a move on their way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, it's good.
So what I'm saying is, when did the seeds get planted in your head about becoming a artist, a recording artist?
I would say that happened around ninth grade. Ninth grade, I was already in Richmond. I was inspired by like DJ Quick and all the different artists that was doing their thing around that time. I just, you know, DJ Quick, the way he used to flow and his whole, all his patterns and the way he delivered, it made me feel like, you know, I was able to rap his lyrics, you know what I'm saying, so smooth. He made me feel like, damn, you know what I'm saying? It's the way he delivered that. I felt like, you know, I could rap. You know what I'm saying? I knew every word. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
And then one night, you know what I'm saying, we chilling. It was a boring night. Everybody was busy. We just chilling. And he kind of like was like, hey, bro, you want to rap? I'm looking at him like, write a rap? Bro, I don't rap, you know? So he was like, no, let's just, you know, put some words together and let's, you know, we gave me the idea. So I tried it. I damn near bit half of DJ Quick's verse. You know, I ain't gonna lie. I damn near bit half his verse, you know what I'm saying? And then
right.
But I had a verse, and I felt like, you know, so I felt proud of having something that I could rap as my own. And from then, that just sparked a love for it. I was about 14 at this time. And then from then, I was writing raps. I was a rapper.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So, a lot of the folks that, you know, when you hit the when you Google and you check out your background, it's some real, you got like real hitters, like real, you know, way before AWOL and all that, like Killer Tays of the world, the Jackers of the world, were these all people in your circle and your surrounding at that time, or was that later?
None of them were. None of them were. I didn't know any of them at the time. And, you know, my story getting into the deal was, it was just, you know, I mean, one of those things that was just really by chance. It was rare. It came from me just being in the streets. Unfortunately, for me to even get a record deal with AWOL Records, that happened because one of my homies got sentenced to 14 years. And while he was on the streets, you know, when I started rapping, I had about 5 or 6 verses. All my partners knew my same little 6 verses. I used to spit my verses every time, so all my little crew, they all knew my couple verses. So when he went to the penitentiary, he ended up going to the hole. When he was in the hole, he was in there rapping one of my verses. And just so happened, he's in the hole, and he's next to Freddie T. So he's rapping to
wow.
his partner up the hall, and Freddie T was having to be like, man, that's dope, you know? So he ended up being like, hey, you know, if you like that, tap in with my people on the outside, you know? Now, mind you, he's in the hole, so I ain't talked to him. I don't even know this was going on, you know what I'm saying? So I wasn't prepared for anything. I didn't know anything. So one day I just
right.
come home, and, you know, my mom's is like, hey, you know, A1 Records called for you. She misunderstood. She didn't really know. But she said, A1 Records. I'm like, A1 Records? Who was that? You know? I called a number back, and the homie, shout out Marshall Tubbs, too. Big V, yeah, Big V. Was like, you know, AWOL Records. I'm like, first thing I thought, because, you know, all my big cousins used to listen to C-Bow and, you know, all that, you know, all that on the mind is. So,
Gangsta music.
I knew who they were. You know what I'm saying? So when he said that, I was like, whoa. So then he said that, and he like, oh, man, some of your people spoke on you, man, and said you had some heat. Man, I want to check it out. So I'm like, what? So he like, man, if you could, you know what I'm saying, pull up a voice for me. And he's like, do you be in the studio? I'm like, yeah, I'll be in the studio. Luckily, I had a demo tape and everything. I had been, you know, paying for my own little studio time. That's what I be telling people. A lot of these artists, they don't want to invest in themselves. Now, mind you, before I signed the AWOL, before I did any of that, I was spending my own money on studio time making little demo tapes. You know what I'm saying?
So back then you had ADATs and Reel to Reel. So you know what I'm saying? So you it was even worse. It was even harder.
I can't even do the ADAT. Yeah, I came in on the ADAT era. You know what I'm saying? I never got the Reel to Reel. You know, the ADAT era. So, you know, I was and even before that, I was recording on the 4-track. My boy had a 4-track. I was recording at his house. And so when they called me, I had a tape to play. I played it through the phone. He was like, man, I want you to gas something. So I gassed something for him. Just like that on the phone. He was like, man, you signed. I'm like, what? He's like, man, give me a fax number. I'm just like that.
Now, did you know when you got the contract? Was you just happy to have it and you just signed it immediately, or really did you really do your due diligence and just look over it?
I'm gonna keep it all the way 100,000. I didn't care what that contract said at that time. I'm keeping 100,000. I was hanging out in the neighborhood, riding around with my double up on a 10-speed in the hood. I didn't care what the contract said. It didn't matter at the time. You know?
So you in the game, you rapping with a whole bunch of legendary gangsterous cats.
Right.
What was your you know, everybody got a goal, like everybody got a certain level that they want to achieve. Like what was you really trying to accomplish?
I just wanted recognition, man. I didn't even know at the time. I was so young. I didn't even know. I was still a teenager. I didn't even know. You know what I'm saying? I was just playing it by ear, you know? And then, so once I got signed with them, it was just like, you know, I got cashed out on the spot, and it was a dream. I was living a dream. You know what I'm saying?
Now, I seen you know, this was like one of the really the first, you know, I always do my due diligence on all my guests. So I did my due diligence, and I just seen that LaRue got like thousands of songs, like thousands, like hella projects. You know, you did projects with Jackie,
yeah.
you did projects with Turf Talk. It's just some, you know, Sick With It. What year did you sign with Sick With It?
What year was that? That was February 97.
Hold on, we're gonna get him back on the line. We're gonna play this Bueno in My Zone.
Austin on the track.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey. I'm in my zone. Yeah. Rise in my city like. I'm in my zone. Riding through my city like you can't see me, and I can't see you. Cause these things too dark and my eyes too low. She blows up my phone cause she ready to go. So put your hands up if you feel me right now. Put your hands up if you feel me right now.
I'm in the zone like a 2-3. Burning ooh-wee. Do you? I'ma do me. Chewy down in my jewelry. Way back. It's a wrap. 2G, YSL, caviar wishes. Jesus peace looking like Christmas. Rose and Bel Air for the bitches. Street, the heart cold as my wrist is. I'ma hunt it up, baby, I just wanna fuck. That little nigga that you with, he ain't one of us. I ain't fucking suckers, no busters. My nigga just did 10 summers, no mustard. Porsche truck, Cayenne blue, I am you. Wayne knowing I am Sue. I don't just talk about it, I really get it in. Get real spaceship, sitting on
the soul. Riding through my city like you can't see me, and I can't see you. Cause it's just too dark and my eyes too low. She blows up my phone cause she ready to go. So put your hands up if you feel me right now. Put your hands up if you feel me right now.
Everything good, you can feel me. It's the real me, salute me, you kill me. Being solid is a crime, then I'm guilty. Flies gone 2 feet, filthy. Fresh brick, I don't do it like the rest of them. Kick back, bro, I did it with the best of them. Egg time, push lines on the rest of them. Turn one into two, show you how to set coming. Turn two into four, show you how to stretch something. Little mama, all of my line, want me to hit something. But I told her like, I don't view you, my eyes too low. You just see me, cause I'm on TV. Porsche shine so bright, when I slide up, I'm in 3D. Pushing hot form, push it down floor. California, knock the hopping out the form.
Snapping wishes, caviar dreams. You can't see me, you know what I mean. Blowing up his phone, got me ready to go. Put your hands up if you feel me right now.
Put your hands up if you feel me. My city like you can't see me, and I can't see you. Cause it's just too dark and my eyes too low. She blows up my phone cause she ready to go. So put your hands up if you feel me right now. Put your hands up if you feel me. My city like you can't see me, and I can't see you. Cause it's just too dark and my eyes too low. She blows up my phone cause she ready to go. So put your hands up if you feel me right now. Put your hands up if you feel me right now.
We back with our Rude of Heart hitter, hitter Slim. Let's pick back up where we were. How did you get signed to 40 and Sick With It?
Okay, so so once he got out, I went to one of them and just, you know, just networking. And it was just chopping it up. And then from then, you know, we just had cool vibes. I was one of the last standing dudes, and he always showed me love. And then once I was doing making my own noise in the streets, I had a song called Tycoonin. So when I had the record Tycoonin, I asked him to do a remix. And when he did the remix, he just got at me, like, he gave me an opportunity, like, hey, you know, you can do it too.
Now, that was the one that y'all shot the video. Y'all shot on the golf course, right?
No. That was well after. That was the one for me and Jacka.
Okay.
Tycoonin song. I never did a video for it. But I had 40 on it. I had the homie San Quinn on it. I had the late great Jack on it. I had Keith on it. I had the Federation on it, you know. I'll call them and all my friends for that. And the big homies.
Another one of my favorite records is that Money Ain't Tripping. My Money Ain't Tripping. That's
My Money Ain't Tripping.
Just car, and that flow, that when you get that flow, we're okay.
Yeah. Yep, and
it seems like you. It seems like you always. It seems like you always managed to find the records, even when you. I can't say took a break, but when you started DJing, is that when you start putting your ear to the street to figure out what the sound was?
Right. Yeah, it was taking a whole nother approach, just learning the feel, and learning what really works, learning what makes the crowd move, and really studying music from a different angle, not just an artist.
Now let's talk about the new record you got. Let's talk about the new record you got, Hog, featuring 40 Water. What's the premise on that on the song and the video, which both was off the chain, both was crazy. It's called it off. We're gonna get into this new La Rue the Hard Hitter. This is Hog featuring E-40. We're gonna tap right back in with La Rue. He up in the mountains right now. That's why we having his signal is going in and out. But this is the new record right here, Hog featuring E-40, La Rue the Hard Hitter, on the road with Big Ol' Meezy.
Look, this that fucking hog, this that fucking hog. Pull up on that dog, pull up on that dog. Hey, you know I got a loud bag, and I ain't looking for no zigzag. I'm looking for it. Different on this bass swell.
Different.
These is not loyal.
Not loyal.
This is not stopping. I'll pull up at your mama house.
Bass knock.
Two-stepping when I count the check. These better show respect. Hey, 580 beating up the leg. See the big yellow ball sitting with a chain.
All time.
This some old school, too short slap. From the gate, trying to bring him my back. Designer, man, my got a clothing line. I'ma break bread with him every time.
Yeah.
It's that hog.
It's that hog.
Pull up on that dog.
Pull up on that dog.
And you know I got that loud bag.
And you know I got that loud bag.
Now I ain't looking for no zigzag.
I ain't looking for it.
Chef Smelly got a special on them crab fries. That's the goat, cross the bridge to the city line.
Bananas.
Homie Paul from the cellar and the fur guy.
The soil.
You know we walking in on a head nod.
Oil.
Let the get icy, it's a light show. I can hit these corners with a blindfold.
Corners.
This that 40 water.
40.
Click, click. Hard headed, and you know he with this. Red cup, no chasing this. Making get to sweating in this.
You know
she was choosing off the rip. It was evident.
Loving me.
And you know we independent. It's just my
hugging me. Terms. Arms.
Getting it.
Alcohol.
Drank it.
Chop off.
We was breaking up the streets with them leather guts.
Ooh.
Smoking on that peach cobbler. Jokers up.
Blowing
through the lights in a stop sign.
Smash.
Home safe, so I guess it wasn't my time.
Let this
get icy, it's a light show.
Ooh.
I can hit these corners with a blindfold.
Corners.
Yeah, it's that nicotina, that Dre dog. To them bike life boys bringing out them hogs. Hitting that noose. Running up a check, do it for the boost.
Running.
Hit the back way, up the 101.
Love him.
To the Seraphim Bridge, trying to beat the sun. It's that hog.
It's that hog.
Pull up on that dog.
Pull up on that dog.
Hey, you know I got that loud bag.
You know I got that loud bag.
I ain't looking for no zigzag.
I ain't looking for it.
Right back, La Rue the Hard Hitter, man. I know you up in them mountains, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, man. I apologize, y'all. I'm up in these mountains. You know what I'm saying? My signal's not out as good as it should be.
It's good. So I see you got the video popping on BET. What is that? BET Jams and all that.
It's on BET Jams. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Fizzle. They pushed it hard for me. And it's just got an organic buzz, you know what I'm saying? We ain't overshooting it or overpushing it. We pushing it and getting a natural organic response. You know what I'm saying? That's always the blessing. That's always the, what I really do it for. I do it for people that genuinely like it. I've tried to force records on people. I've tried to press, try all type of, you know, different tactics. But at the end of the day, when they organically like a record, it will always, you know what I'm saying, do what it do. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So you got a project coming out? You working on an album or EP or something?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always working on an album, but, you know, for right now, I'm just dropping singles and just dropping records. You know?
How can everybody get in contact with you? How can everybody stay laced up? What's all your social media?
Man, they got to tap in. My social media is Hitta Slim, HITTASLIM, and the number one. So Hitta Slim 1, that's on Instagram, and that'll tag you to everything else I got going on.
And you still DJing? You still gonna be out there DJing, or you just?
I'm still DJing. I'm in negotiations with a bunch of shows and a lot of little pop ups and events right now. And all my shows, of course, I'm gonna be doing my own DJing. So I'm gonna put on a very interesting show.
Oh, all your shows, you gonna be DJing yourself?
I'm DJing myself and I'm performing, so I'm doing both.
What's up with the homie?
You know,
good, the one that fell backstage.
Oh yeah, I ain't spoken to him in a minute. I'm feeling good. You know what I'm saying? Hey man, you know how it is. When you gotta be focused. You ain't focused, hey. Things happen.
Hey, real spill, man. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show, man. Much success to everything you got going, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, me and you always come together, man, on records and whatnot, man, and tours and whatnot, man. And matter of fact, when your next show?
I'm still in negotiations right now, so I ain't secured no dates yet. You know, the little businesses, the back ends and the business ends gotta get locked in first. They coming. Hey, come
on. Okay, that's what's up, man. Well, I appreciate you coming on, man.
Come on, you know how we do it, man. Much love, bro. I'll talk to you in a minute, man.
Off top, family.
All right, bye.
Shout out to the homie, Lauru, the hard hitter, man, coming through. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, sometimes when our guests call in, man, they be in the car, you know what I'm saying? They be at work, they be, you know, wherever, you know, you never know. So, you know, as a radio host, man, this is what I do, man. I have to maneuver through the situation and get the message out. So, much love to the homie, Lauru, the hard hitter, you feel me? Let's take a break real quick.
Hi, this is my co-owner of It's My Hair Salon. We are the proud sponsors of On the Road with Big O' Measy. We specialize in healthy hair care and multi-textual services. We're located at 3830 Northgate Boulevard, or we can be reached at 916-568-2222. You can also check us out on TV. We are the official makeover salon for Good Day Sacramento. We're transforming Sacramento one client at a time. And don't forget, follow us on Instagram at It's My Hair.
Next week's show, we got Sugar T, legendary hip hop recording artist. You know what I'm talking about? Straight up out of Northern California. Next week, Sugar T, y'all stay tuned. You know what I'm talking about? We're going to leave the show at the end of this show with DJ Khaled featuring Nipsey Hussle and John Legend Higher, man. You know what I'm talking about? See y'all next week. Yeah.
We the best music.
Yeah.
For like 10, pregnant with my mom. Doctor told her it was slim. It's been rough for 9 months, but gave birth in the end. Thoughts started sticking. He proud what we done. In one generation, he came from Africa young. Said he met my mom at the Century Club. Los Angeles love, kinda like hustle and book. Money starts 10, cross starts 2. Starting to see this light from a bird's view. We the ones that made millions off the curve. Fool in this rapture, 10 never made nerve moves.
Don't you know that the devil is a liar?
I know.
Right back.
They'd rather see me down, put my soul in the fire. But we keep going higher, higher.
We talk to him.
Talk to him.
Emptied out the clip, it was broad day. Cause always gotta learn the hard way. We gon' tape it off if we ball play. Put a half a moon crescent on your ball face. Police hit the lights, that's a car chase. Looking back at my life, make my heart race. Dance with the devil and test all faith. I was thinking chess moves, but it was God's grace. Crooked to ever till we all straight. With no shame, I peep game and it's all fake. South Central state of mind, high crime rate. Homicide, hate gang banging, it gets you all day. Look at my face.
It keeps taking me higher and higher.
So Cali.